looking to do with facilities and operations and that kind of budget, but just getting the people of Taney County and around to understand how to handle some of these issues. And maybe, yes, you bring them here and our folks bring them, you know, and what else can you do? And where are the clinics where we'll provide spay and neuter services for cheap? So the gal from the Paws and Hands, so they provide a spay and neuter, $15 or something like that, to people who otherwise can't afford the more costly procedures. So they're doing their part, and maybe that's a good kind of a program. I don't know. That, you know, thinking of a different way of attacking some of those problems, long-term, sustainable.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's a marriage between the community members. It's a lot of people out there that want to do some good things for animals. So it's a marriage between them and government, maybe some nonprofits. So I think if we think outside the box, we can figure out a way to make this all work. So I think we're on the right path. I know there's some jurisdictions that weren't able to be here today, but I know that there's a lot of people in this community that want to see a successful animal control program. So
that helped me get my facility in. Private donations helped the city, and I don't know. Again, our food was actually provided to us for nothing but shipping costs.
Yeah,
and so that was excellent.
We do get donations. We have a partnership with Walmart, and we get donations from Walmart as well as from the public. And then we do have to purchase as well. We just got a donation from Pet Fresh. We got over 150 cases.
And those are the things we look at, I look at anyway,
yeah.
From that's capital in our pocket. And when we look at this facility, you're right, I didn't get the Taj Mahal initially, but we had it designed in phases. So as the population grew, your animal population can grow. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest things, I probably was two things. God bless you. I don't mean anything negative about this. I pray to God I never have to run animal control again. I just say that, okay? But it was difficult. I got far more complaints about animal control than I ever did my policeman.
Yeah.
But the other thing was, we built it to grow with the community, because we were taught how you treat your animals, people look at how you do that, and that's how they believe you will treat your communities. And so we need to do the right thing to show that we are doing the right thing. And that's why, and it was mandatory that the pet had to be spayed or neutered,
yep.
And the $50 or whatever was just part of the adoption fee. And the dog was spayed or neutered.
Our adoption fee is just to cover the cost of that spay and neuter. They're vaccinated and all the other things we provide in that adoption package. There is no money
on the other end.
From that we receive. It is strictly to cover the cost of those services we provide in the adoption package. And I've been with the program since 2009. So I'm coming into my eighth year with the program. I've seen a lot of changes. You know, I started as a kennel tech and was an officer for several years, and I've seen a lot of changes. I think most of it's been positive, those changes, but, you know, it needs to move forward, and there needs to be changes.
I'll throw this out to you all that one of the other things that our local judges did, that was part of their community service. If they were convicted of a crime, they had to go to the shelter and put in a day. And just, and it was amazing, especially a lot of the younger kids that just made a mistake. They would then come back as volunteers for the facility.
Well, with all this conversation in mind, we're going to go back and do some homework, pull together more of a presentation for you guys, more of a formal case study examples, and then we'll pick it apart. We appreciate your time, and we appreciate your openness and honesty and willingness to come to the table. If there are any specific concerns that you would like to be included in that research piece, please let us know, and we'll be more than happy to incorporate that. But again, we thank you for your time, your openness, honesty, and willingness to come to the table today and discuss. And we just ask that we are going to set another meeting that you would all set on your calendars, and we'll get that scheduled, and then we'll go forward from there.
You setting that right now, or are you going to let everybody know?
Well, we can send out an email. And are there? Does this time work for everybody in the afternoon, or do we?
Yeah, this is fine by me.
Afternoon sessions, okay.
Well, do you want the last number of March? Does that work with your schedule? It seems like all we have broken on the table.
We'll include that. We'll send out an invitation and keep everybody notified of what is happening and the progress that's being made.
27th. Should be fine.
1:30, you think? It's in March
27th? Okay. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Gosh, what a brutal group. Good Lord. Where have I been that day?
A little recess.
Bill. Aaron Rodgers.